Okay, so in the last segment of Hilchas Iska, the last number of halachas Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, so we'll begin with the halachas of Pesach, take a break for Purim when that becomes more immediate, and then go back to Pesach. Okay, if somebody writes a shtar Iska, a lot of times, what comes up is that somebody wants to make sure that he's able to collect the money as easily as possible from the lever or from the one who's going to invest the money, really, if it's an iska. So what he'll do is that he'll write a shtar as a shtar milve, so that he's going to be able to present it to the non-Jewish courts in the time and get the amount of money that they agreed upon. The problem is that if the shtar is a shtar milve, so then basically it's ribbis, it's not an iska anymore. So in order to avoid that problem, so what he needs to do is he needs to write another shtar. That's a shtar iska. However, doing that is not good enough, because then the person can simply pocket the shtar iska and just use the shtar milva, and then the shtar milva is the ikar shtar. It's not good enough to just say, oh, you know, we had word of mouth that it's really an iska and it's not a milva. It's certainly no good if you just say, I trust the person because he's a big tzaddik. So basically, the eitzes that the kitzur gives you for getting out of it is that you have to write a shtar iska that says that this is the ikar shtar, and then the other thing is just a backup or a way to deal with the government. And you either give it to a shlish, you give it to an intermediary who's not going to get rid of the shtar, or Or it has to be given to the one who would be paying out the money, who doesn't have any reason of hiding it, and that would make it okay. All right, a shtar iska and a deal of an iska has to be true. In other words, it has to really be an investment. It can't just be a real loan for ribbis. And then you just write it up in iska terms. So there has to actually be that you're taking the money and you're investing it in something. And if not, so then it doesn't work. One way that people will get out of a situation where you're not really investing it in anything, but you will make it into an iska and not a loan. Let's say that I need money. I have a little bit of merchandise. I need, say, $100,000. I have $1,000 worth of merchandise. So what I can do is I can take the loan, $100,000, give the $1,000 of merchandise to the guy who lent to me, and be maknet him as a kinyan gamur. So now he owns it. Then we stipulate that we say, listen, that I will buy it back from you. If I pay you at X amount of time, it's going to cost X amount of money. And therefore, even if it was more than $100,000, so then I'm buying back my stuff at that price. I'm not taking the loan. So that's one way of doing it. You can also do the same thing if it comes time to pay back a loan, and you don't have the money to pay back the loan. So what you do is, again, you take some of your merchandise, do a kinyan sudar, have the guy buy it off of you, and then you stipulate an agreement that you're going to buy back the merchandise at a certain price at a later time, and that way he's going to get his extra money. Finally, the last halakha that we have over here is that also used to be a practice, probably still is, that you would give your behema to a person who's an expert in force feeding the animal and making it, you know, much larger and worth more for slaughter, and he would take money for it, and you would split it 50-50, the profits. So weiter, you get into a situation where it's a half a pekah and half a milve, and if I'm not paying him anything, so then it turns out that you've got ribbis. So over here also, what you have to do is you have to write up as part of the agreement, or agree as part of the agreement, that you're paying him a little bit for his work, and then you don't get into the problem of ribbis. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will continue with the halachas of Pesach, and when we get back to the regular order, so we still have left to do the halachas of Shavuos and the Darim, and then a couple of other things in Mincha, and then we'll go on to other things after that.